The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Dini Aseret Simei Tshuva. He brings from the Yaris Devash that the Shivas Hayomim Shebein Rosh Hashanah L'Yom HaKippurim, the 7 days after Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur, Keneged the 7 days of the week, U'bechol Yom Yaseh Tshuva Al Oysa Yom. It's a koyach to be mesakin any chatoim that were done on that day. The moshul b'yom rishon yaseh tshuva mashachoto kol yom b'yom rishon v'chein yom sheni for ari erev Shabbos and on Shabbos. It's a matona to be mesakein the whole year in these few days. And mentioned on Akuda that it's brought down a different svarim, more the old svarim from Gedolei Achronim, Kadmonim, all different Sidorim in Tikkunim. Bishibur brings down part of them over here in Tov Reish Gimel. For someone who did this Aveira, how many Tanesim do you have to fast? How many Sigufim for this Aveira in Tefillah Sheleg? And that was a Mahalach once upon a time. But when I mention this Nakud in the Mishnah Berurah himself, the Moshel in Siman Tov Reish Tetzvov, on the Halach of Haroya Keri Bilel Yom HaKippurim, also, the Achronim talk about what the Tikkun is, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down as follows: Iker Tikkun l'misha nichshal she yischazek mikanu lahaba the chiyuv limut haTorah uzchus haTorah togin olov kideisa b'medrash tanchuma imchata adam b'neschayev misa l'shamayim mayase v'yichya im lomad lishno is perek echad yishne shnei prokim. Im lomad l'shano is daf echod, yishne shnei dapim. Someone who doesn't know how to learn, he goes on, then there's midat tzedakah v'chesed. But that's the tikkun. Ikar tikkun, he says, is poshut limud haTorah. Similar in Hilchas Tainis, in Siman Tov Kuf Ayin, where it's brought down the inin of a Kabbalah's Tainis of a Yochid. The Bir Alocha there brings from the Shlo that he brings mitoich Sefer Amakubul HaChaside Kadisha Reb Yitzchok Luria Ashkenazi. He says, Kol ma shenimtza b'sigufim, all that you'll find in the Tshuvas of Sigufim, lo nizkru elolami she'ein amoloi b'atoira. But Omel HaToira, he says, Mishetayrosu yumnosoi, someone who can learn his Omel, he should be mechazek b'limud haToira. And his loshen is, lo yisagev atzmoi kol kach, yoshev lifnei Hashem b'leiv sholei mikiris liboi v'lilmod yoisem mimashe rogel, ki haToira hu mikva tayro, nimshal le'esh, v'kol asher yovei be'esh, yovei v'yitaher. And he goes on, esh is a, Torah has a bechin of a mikva, and it has a bechin of an esh that's mitaher, Libun Chomer, to get out all the tumor. Avada, the Mahalach HaTshuva. But Akoponim, this Indian of Limud HaTorah, of Omel BaTorah, how choshev it is during this time. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down the Indian of Limud HaMusar. I want to bring out the Nakuda. Limud HaMusar, he says, from the Arizal and others, there's a Loshen in the Igeres, the Sefer O Yisroel, I think it's an Ois Tess. He says there in a line, he says, someone who learns Musar, Chai Chai Yikore, that person is alive, K'moy Shachai Margish. That's a sentence. We would have a lot of Toyarim and descriptions and milas of someone who's Mashkia learning Musar, but Rabbi Yisroel Hagdora is, he's alive. Someone who's learning Musar, Chai Chai Kore, like a Chai is Margish. What does he mean? So what he means is a person, Kayidua, the Poshet of Pshat over here is a person who can't feel, who doesn't have senses, is already a Bechin of a Mace. A Mace doesn't feel pain. You want to check if someone's alive or not, you stick him with a pin. You see if he screams. If he doesn't scream, the mace is not margish be'ismel. If he doesn't scream, that's a very, very bad sign. just like it's in physical pain. Rabbi Yisrael is saying the same thing. When someone doesn't feel ruchnius pain, in other words, he doesn't feel anything about an aveira he did. It doesn't hurt him. He goes on. It's nasa l'keheter. His mahalach hachayim maybe not be on the right track, and he feels nothing from that. That's a bechina of misa. That's he's not feeling the pins. When someone learns musa, and it hits the nekud in the nefesh, where he feels he has to, he's makir chesroines, and he's that just the hakor itself. That's life. His senses are all turned on. He's more alive. Not about depression and getting down, but that's a metzias of feeling more alive. You have more life. There's a pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim. There's a pasuk, Rabbeinu Yoni brings it right in the Hagdoma of Shari Tshuva, which is one of the best parts of the whole Sefer of the Shari Tshuva, is just reading the Hagdoma, how he starts. Everyone should know how it starts. How do you start a Sefer on Tshuva? Min ha-toivois asher heitiv Hashem yizborach in bruv. What a toiva present that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. And if you read each line carefully, you can figure out in the tshuva, there's about 7 or maybe 8 different toivas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us tshuva, mitzava us on tshuva, melamed us, and he accepts our tshuva even if it's done at the end of one's life, mitoich yisurim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oizer, and he brings the pasuk, umol Hashem aloikecho es levavcho, Levovcho ves levav zarecho li'avu es Hashem aloikecho leman chayecho. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oizer. If someone has a rotzen, the Ramban says this is the pasuk habo l'taher mesayin oizer. He has a rotzen to be better. HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mesayeh. I want to say over in a tziv, it's kosher to what we just mentioned, on this pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, the pasuk says umol Hashem aloikecho es levavcho ves levav zarecho li'avo, that you'll, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'mal d'leiv, bring us to avo, we'll love Hashem, b'chol levovcho, b'chol nafshecho, leman chayecho, those two words. What does it mean, leman chayecho? And the Netziv is extremely bothered by this. We're not talking about kiyum mitzvahs that you can say that if he does not mekayim the mitzvah, this peronius, we're talking about a brocho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us a brocho and help us, malas ha'leiv, to reach avas Hashem. Where does life, where does leman chayecho come into this? And he says, the Netziv, the same Ha'ora I asked in Parshas Ekev, Perek Dalet Posuk Aleph, talking about Shmiras Hachukim V'Hamishpotim Asher Anoichi Melamed Eschem Lasois Laman Tichyu. What's Laman Tichyu says? If we're talking about Gimel Averis Chamuris, so there'll be Misa, Chiv Kores, but Staman Ishvi Mekayim every single mitzvah, otherwise felt you're missing Chiyus. What's Laman Tichyu? So says the Netziv as follows. He says, what does it mean, chiyus? Kemoi shekasavti shetargishu boze oineg v'chiyus hanefesh. He says, when the Torah says chiyus, what does it mean, life? What does it mean to be alive? The Netziv over there in Parshas Veschanon, he says, mashmo is chai hu alizus hanefesh v'oineg shemasig. When you reach shleimus, when a person has a ruchni yisdika hano and an aliyah, kol hergish ruchni moisiv chiyus. If a person only has gishmak from gashmius, that's what he feels. Ruchni yis mitzvahs, he doesn't feel such a gishmak. Says the Netziv, he's like a behemoth. You're on the level of chiyus of a behemoth. There's many different levels in life, in chiyus, feeling being alive. A behemoth has hargoshes and gashmius. But an Odom who has das, every aliyah in Ruchni is toyameho chayim zochu. I mean, someone who's toyim the time of Shabbos, you just have a new chiyus. That is what the Torah means, and that's why we're shown bechayim kori chiyus. So when a person gets closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feelings of richok, and he wants to do tshuva, so number one, you have tremendous yata d'shmaya. Umol Hashem aloikecho. The Ramban says umol is an arlus on the lave. There's a covering. When a person, it's Hashem is mesalik the taivas and the redifas of Olam Hazeh that take a person away, but it needs a mila. A mila means that there's an orla. Orla is metamtein. It stops a person from feeling. When a person is rochik from avas Hashem, from yiras Hashem, and he doesn't feel closest to Hashem, the psukim are magdirit that there's an orla on his lave. L'chayr, why is there an orla on his lave? So he doesn't feel something. The answer is because the lave b'teva has feelings. Feelings in ruchnius, feelings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if there's an orla hamachase, the senses aren't working. So when a person is learning Musar, and he's connecting to himself, his chesroinus, what has to be fixed, and he has a tshuka for kirvas Hashem, you are now more alive than ever. Person can get in aseres yimei tshuva, there's still yimei rotzen, the arboim yoyim fan anili doidi v'doidi li, a person can feel more alive. It's an unbelievable maton, a chiyus. The more alive you feel, the happier and healthier you feel. Life. Live life the way you should. We say about a person, he loves life. He's so alive. We have to make our ruchnius, just like people in Gashmius, want to get every single hanor they could. He's a person who really loved life. We have to do that in our ruchnius. And that's by working during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, being mishtaper, being miskarev to Hashem and Ametz Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu should have rachmonos, be mekabalav tshuva, and should give us all a good gibensh diyor and a gemar chasima toiva, toiv nachas and brocha to the ganze olam.